نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Yesterday we were reading from نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر, روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. The body can get satisfaction, the stomach gets filled when you eat food. A person is thirsty and really drinks water, his thirst will get quenched. Whether he is a Muslim, he is a non-Muslim, whether he is an atheist, whether he is a communist, whether he is a socialist, whatever ist he may be or whatever ism he believes in, but his stomach will get full if he has to eat food. And his thirst will get quenched if he has to drink water. It doesn't mean that if a person is a non-believer, he doesn't have any kind of faith in Allah Ta'ala, he rejects Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so his stomach won't get full if he has to eat food. His stomach will get full. The same with thirst. So food and drink, they are for the body. The thirst of the body, the hunger of the body. Now these things get filled, the stomach gets filled, hunger is over. But the ruh is something totally different. And the whole universe, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is keeping it going and moving and existing because somebody's ruh is alive. Somebody's ruh, somebody's soul is alive. There's life in somebody's soul in the world. That is why Allah Ta'ala is keeping the universe in existence. The day there will be nobody with a soul that is alive, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will destroy the universe. The Hadith Sharif says, until there will be somebody saying Allah in this world, Allah Ta'ala will keep the universe in existence. The day there will be nobody saying Allah, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the universe. So what does that mean? That means that somebody's heart is alive, spiritually alive. There's somebody in the world that's believing in the existence of that one Allah, the creator, the sustainer. So because of that one person, Allah Ta'ala will keep the whole universe in existence. Just imagine how powerful that Allah is, that just that one person saying Allah, and that too that person could not have been even saying it with sincerity, but there is somebody in the latter part towards Qiyamah, until that one person, last person is living, saying Allah, Allah Ta'ala will keep the universe in existence. So if one Allah can keep the entire universe in existence, imagine if a person is taking the name of Allah with sincerity every morning, evening, and in his whole life there's nothing but Allah. The whole life of a Muslim, 24 hours of the day, there must be nothing but Allah. Now we say, how can then that person go to work in his business? How can that person get married? How can that person travel about? How can that he talk to customers? Now if the customer is asking, how much is this garment? He says, wait, I'm making Allah, Allah. And the customer says that he wants to negotiate a deal or price or anything. We say, no, I'm making zikr, so I can't talk to you. So then can he run his business? So when we say 24 hours must be Allah, Allah, then it doesn't mean now he cannot eat, cannot drink, cannot do anything. Simply it means this, that he is going to ask Allah How must I eat? What must I eat? What is the food that does not please you if I have to eat that? Or which food doesn't please you if I have to eat it? Which places if I go it doesn't please you? Which places if I go it pleases you? If I pop drugs in my mouth, does it make you happy or displease you? If I drink wine, does it please you or displease you? If I commit adultery and fornication, does it please you or displease you? And yet the person is eating, drinking halal, and he has acquired it in a halal way. Then again, and if he does it in the way that Quran and Hadith shows, then that becomes ibadat. So 24 hours of the day of a Muslim must become ibadat. It must become Allah, Allah, meaning as Allah is pleased with. That's all. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has directed, instructed, ordered, and he is pleased with, then that is ibadat. How simple, how beautiful, how practical deen of Islam is. There's no deen in the world in which eating and drinking is ibadat. Ask anyone else, is eating and drinking ibadat in any other religion, any other faith? When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, definitely it was, but after they changed the teachings, now nobody besides a Muslim considers his eating, drinking, marrying, running business, everything as ibadat, provided he does it in the proper way. So ruhaku noore taqwa se tu shadakar. Now when that person is going to restrain himself, when the temptations are going to come, now in the business temptation will come, go for haram. This deal here, if you do, you'll make a big packet and you will become very rich, multi-rich. This fraudulent deal, if you have to do, then you will gain a lot. Now at such times the person says, no, I am going to do what my Allah says. So now he's resisting that temptation, in his business he's resisting temptation. The taqaza, the demand of the nafs, go to this woman, go to that woman, now is resisting the temptation. He says, no, Allah Ta'ala has declared certain women haram, so I'm not going to go, no matter how much the desire in the nafs. So everywhere that he's restraining himself now, in that same food, drink, marriage and everything else, where he is restraining himself. Now this restraining is developing taqwa. And that is what Ramadan month is all about, that we are trained to restrain from halal in the month of Ramadan, so that we can restrain from haram throughout the year. So that is taqwa. Now that is what we are building up by restraining. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Temptation will make us cry in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. So the person is restraining himself, now is developing taqwa. And the ruh now is getting happy and pleased with this taqwa, because that is the ghiza, that is the food, that is the nourishment of the soul. The nourishment of the body is food, drinks, all the juices and all the fruit and meat and everything else we eat, that is for the body. But with that, the soul doesn't get nourished. That even the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, they eat, drink, and they do the same things that any other person does. But the Muslim now, his ruh is all the time, he is feeding that ruh. He is injecting noor into that ruh. That is what he is doing. With his ibadat, with his tilawat, with his zikr, with his obedience to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is injecting noor into the ruh. Like how intravenous injections they give. Sometimes the person is about to die, but because he's getting dehydrated or whatever it is, blood has, because of an accident, he's lost a lot of blood. Now that one injection intravenous, now they're giving all that, suddenly you find that person coming alive. So how he comes alive with those injections? Like that, when we are going to inject noor into our ruh, our soul will become alive. And when the soul becomes alive, then that person's life is totally different. When the soul becomes alive, then that person's life now will be totally different. He will be honest, he will be truthful, he will be charitable, he will be everything that Quran and Sunnah wants him to be. So that is what ruhaku noore taqwa se tu shadakar. Make the ruh happy with the noor of taqwa. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. نفس hasn't been the friend of anyone. نفس and شیطان, their enjoyment and pleasure is in seeing man drag down the gutters of shame, humiliation, disgrace. Wants to see man in a miserable condition. Does not want to see man happy. Does not want to see man enjoying the bounties of Allah Ta'ala and protected again with those bounties. One is the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, but it's not protected by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is just giving it for a little while out of his anger. Like how we give the cheese to the rats, and sometimes it's the most delicious piece of cheese that we throw for the rats. Here in South Africa we don't do much of that, but in India, Pakistan, there are big, big cages, and in there they put the big piece of cheese there. And then the rat comes. Now the cage also, it's open. And inside there's a trap. But now when the rat comes, it says that the master of this house, what a generous, charitable, very big-hearted, large-hearted person. What a large piece of cheese he put for me. And then when he goes inside, he says, look at the air-conditioned room too in this summer time. Every side there's windows and there's air-conditioning and everything. Very pleasant. Breeze is also blowing from all sides. Cool. Lovely. Now he goes for the cheese. What happens? Trap. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes gives out of his anger. Take what you want. Take it. And then he traps the person. Now the person in the midst of his enjoyment. Falamma iza was it? Falamma farehu bima utu akhaznahum baghtatan fa iza hum mublisun. Hatta iza farehu bima utu. Hatta iza farehu bima utu akhaznahum baghtatan fa iza hum mublisun. That's just like the trap. In the midst of pleasures, in the midst of enjoyment, when the person is now carefree, unconcerned, heedless, parents are warning, ulama are warning, mashayikh are warning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning, Quran Sharif is warning, unconcerned. Say, it can't happen to us, it happens to other people, other parts of the world, not to us. In the midst of pleasures, then in the disco, in the cinema, in the theater, in some way, in the hotel, committing adultery or watching some filth, and suddenly the ground is shaken and the person is gone with the building. And if there was some pious person in that kind of a building at that time, well, he will get shahadat. Or the person was a believer, he was not doing anything wrong, he happened to be on a holiday or tour, or he just happened to be visiting someone, then it's not even necessary that he must be reading Quran Sharif when such a thing happens, then he gets shahadat. He was a Muslim, he was honest, he was innocent, didn't go for any sin, then he will get shahadat. But the rest of the people look at the disaster, what happens in a disaster. So we must make dua wherever there's disasters, we must make dua. Allah Ta'ala must give shahadat to those that passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And to those that they leave behind, Allah Ta'ala must give them sabr-e jameel, ajr-e azim. And Allah Ta'ala must remove the difficulties and hardships, and we must assist them to the best of our ability. But Muslim is one who takes lessons from what is happening around the world. He takes lessons. So روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. Don't please the nafs, it will never get us anywhere. End of the day is going to bring problems. Every home, every family, every society, nations, international communities, fights, quarrels, arguments, wars, killings, murders. What else there is? Why? Because the majority are pleasing the nafs. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protect us all. And in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, whatever days are left, Allah Ta'ala must fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, make us His and He must become ours. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, compassionate Allah, loving Allah, caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extremely sinful servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم ناپاک ہیں, سیاہکار ہیں, گندے ہیں, سب کچھ ہے, بندے میں کرتے رہے. وی آر یور سلیوز مائی اللہ. ویئر ڈو وی گو؟ وچ آر دا ڈور از دیر دیٹ وی کین ٹیپ؟ وچ آر دا ہوم از دیر دیٹ وی کین گو اینڈ بیگ؟ یا اللہ, فار گیو آور میجر سنز, مائنر سنز, آل سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ فرام دا ٹائم وی بیکیم آف ایج اپ ٹل ناؤ. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we haven't been able to do justice to the fast. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, forgive our weaknesses, our shortcomings. Accept our fast, accept our tilawat, accept our zikr, accept our ibadat. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Your qurb and your ma'rifat, bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to pray 5 times a day, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts and the hatred of sins into our hearts. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar Day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Wherever they may be, in hospitals, homes, clinics, amongst us, bless them with complete shifa. Bless us with shifa, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, corruption, mischief that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't test us, my beloved Allah, in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. We are extremely weak, do not test us, my Allah. Hamare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our home, in our life, in our time, in every ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. There were many amongst us last year, Ramadan, but they are not amongst us now. Whosoever, my Allah, has passed away, bless all of them with Jannat al-Firdaus. My beloved Allah, fill the graves with noor. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma, tamam madaris, masajid, khanqah, tabligh o da'wat, har deen ke kaam ki hifazat farma. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.